As we navigate the digital age, the healthcare industry stands at this crossroads between opportunity and challenge. With the surge in digital solutions, how do we make sure these advancements genuinely enhance patient care and not just add another layer of complexity? Can technology truly bridge the gaps in our healthcare system, or does it risk widening them further? With me today is Elizabeth Koff, Managing Director of Telstra Health. And in this episode, we talk about the critical focus areas for Telstra Health and what lies ahead in their journey to revolutionise healthcare through technology, the risks of cybercrime in a digitised healthcare environment, and the measures needed to safeguard our systems, and the transformative potential of AI in healthcare and how it could redefine patient care and system efficiency. Collaboration starts with a conversation, Team Health Tech. Let's make it happen.
Welcome to Talking Health Tech, featuring content and community about technology and healthcare.
Between now and the end of June, we're conducting the 2024 Talking Health Tech audience survey. This helps us prioritize content, hone in key messages, and refine the show to make it even better. We also want to understand who the biggest cohorts of our audience are. So I'd love for you to take 5 or 10 minutes to have your say and complete the survey. Everyone who completes it goes in the draw to win a share of $1,000 worth of THT Plus membership credits to put towards a membership for yourself as an individual or to help get the word out about your company. The link to complete the survey is in the show notes of this episode, or just go to talkinghealthtech.com/survey.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of lands these conversations were recorded and pay respect to elders past and present.
Elizabeth, thanks so much for joining me today.
Delighted to be here, Peter. Thank you.
It's great to be here in Sydney, here at head office in Sydney for Telstra and Telstra Health. So firstly, everyone would know, but for those that don't know you, tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Elizabeth Koff. I'm Managing Director of Telstra Health, and I'll be coming up for 2 years in that role.
Has it been 2 years already?
Yeah, I know. Time flies when you're having fun.
That's right.
But it's been an exciting journey, and that really follows on from my nearly 40 years in the health sector in New South Wales.
Yeah, excellent. I want to learn a little bit more about what you've taken from that experience and applying it today. But so Telstra Health, you know, coming in, it's always an interesting time to come into an organisation. But even over 2 years, it's been a lot happening within healthcare and Telstra Health specifically. Where are you at now with all the dust kind of settling coming into a new year? What are some of those key priorities for Telstra Health for you in 2024 and beyond?
Look, the pleasing thing from my observation, some things haven't changed that need to change in the health system, and what the original vision of Telstra Health was predicated upon, and that's connected care, first and foremost, the number one priority. And in my mind, connecting care makes for a better patient experience, and it definitely makes for a better clinician experience, and the end result being better health outcomes, which is what we all aspire to in health. And it's been really pleasing to see the Commonwealth Government put out the Blueprint for Digital Health, which I think really sends a shot across the bows that as tech industry and health tech, we need to have interoperability and we need to share our information in real time, not 2 or 3 months after care has occurred. The second priority from the Telstra Health perspective really is in the area of partnerships and ecosystems. And we use those words interchangeably, but in my mind, the partnership and ecosystem builds on the connectivity because one service or healthcare provider or digital health solution cannot deliver the full gamut of connectivity. So we need to operate in partnerships, both with clinicians, other providers, with governments, etc., and create that connected ecosystem that's going to make the difference. And the third and final area that I'm really focused on, which I think is a unique selling proposition for Telstra Health, is the safety and security of both solutions and our data, because at no time has cyber been more prevalent than in the digital space at the moment. And the other unique selling proposition is clinical safety in digital health. And I think a lot of people underestimate the importance of clinical safety of digital solutions. And at Telstra, we've got a well-developed clinical governance framework that clinical safety is measured at every point along the development and implementation pathway, and then in its utilisation. And any adverse events are always investigated and managed. So they're the three areas that I see as priorities for us.
Three important areas. And I would say, but it's definitely reassuring and, looking at Telstra Health and the fact that bringing together different solutions, you might touch a patient through different systems all along the patient journey because you've got different platforms as part of the Telstra Health thing. But even in that situation, there's no one provider that can do it all necessarily. So that's really important to have that front.
And I think we're naive to think that any one provider can do it all, which is why the partnership and ecosystem play is so critical, which is why the blueprint, in my mind, for standards for that data sharing and information exchange are really going to change the landscape in the digital health space in Australia.
And something else you touched on before was this point around cybersecurity, and you mentioned it's never been more prevalent or something along those lines. What are some of those risks that healthcare providers face when it comes to cyber attacks?
Look, I think the privacy issue usually is the one at the forefront of people's minds. When they think about cyber, they think about personal information being effectively stolen as it is in cyber attacks, which is completely unacceptable, and we have to guard against that. But there are some other aspects of cyber in the healthcare space that probably don't get as much attention as they should. And I think the denial of service, so when that occurs then and the digital health solutions then become unusable or ineffective, is a real problem then when increasing dependency is placed on digital solutions to assist in the delivery of care. And if there is malintent in some cyber instances, it can modify the digital solution, which may actually then result in clinical harm and risk to patients, which would be completely unacceptable. So there are some areas that we really need to be vigilant with going forward. And we were really pleased to see the national plan for strengthening cyber across the whole of Australia, and health specifically has been identified as an industry that can be more vulnerable to cyber due to the nature of the information that is collected. And I'm delighted to be on the Australian Government Committee for the Industry Participation in Cyber Strategy Development. So it'll be critical for us going forward to ensure and have confidence that what we're doing in the digital health space is safe and secure.
Yeah. Well, that confidence is key, isn't it? Because, as you allude to, it's the highest of stakes in healthcare. If there was a breach within another industry, even in the finance sector, you can replace your credit card or you can, recover funds. But once your healthcare information is out there, it's out there. And that emphasises this critical nature. Sometimes I find in this industry, though, we look at there's the cybersecurity side and the risks that are so high in this industry. Sometimes we can point to that and say, well, that's a reason why we can't innovate and we can't do new things because, well, the data is so secure. How do you think about this whole balance between innovation and emerging technologies and this need to do things securely and the risks around the data?
Look, I'm of the opinion that there will always be the potential for cyber, no matter what the industry, no matter what the area, that cybersecurity is something. And I was reading an article that said it's one of the second largest economies in the world, the cyberspace. Wow. So there are people whose main aim in life is to go out there and gather the information. That should not be a reason, however, that we stymie innovation and discovery that has the potential to be leveraged from data in terms of AI for research, for predictive diagnosis, for new and innovative ways of treating disease. I think the benefits far outweigh the risks, but we have to do it responsibly and with caution.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned AI. Tell me a little bit, and you touched on a few examples there. Tell me a little bit more about how you think about the opportunity of AI in healthcare.
I don't think you can either watch a news program, listen to a podcast, watch what's happening in the printed media to know that AI is here. And
I think we did quite well to only get to AI 3 questions.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, I've heard the words hype. I've heard AI revolution. I've read things that Bill Gates said this is the fundamental change in business, the same as the personal computer was. There is a lot of hype and discussion about it. However, that being said, it needs to be done carefully and responsibly, number one. And the critical issue in healthcare is I think it can transform healthcare. If you look at the potential areas for its application, they are numerous across a patient care journey and for service delivery. And even if you think at the start for consumers, you know, Dr. Google has always been the go-to for people trying to better understand their health conditions. Well, AI has tremendous capacity to assist consumers and patients in understanding their healthcare needs. But if you look at the patient continuum journey from prevention, the potential for AI in population predictions and disease incidence and prevalence, and, you know, with pandemics, etc., the use of AI has been very important in the past. Even in terms of hospital presentations, prediction of hospital presentations, prognosis of disease trajectories, in the space of personalised medicine, understanding genomic sequencing and appropriate personalised therapies. In the drug discovery phase, it has enormous potential to fast-track and expedite drug discovery. So there's nearly a full continuum of where AI can be applicable to the way we care. Also, importantly in the space, which is one of the areas which I think we need to tread carefully but would be invaluable, clinicians are so burdened by the administrative tasks associated with clinical care. There's no doubt about the complaints and the time and motion study done of clinicians whose a lot of the time is in the administrative processing and tasks in documenting clinical care. And with the use of voice recognition and AI for scanning, etc., there will be tremendous opportunity to fast track some of those aspects of clinical care, which I think will free up the workforce to do what they do best.
Yeah.
And that's clinical care.
Absolutely, yeah. We want the technology to do what it can do best to allow the humans to provide the care, and that's what patients want, and the technology to work seamlessly behind the scenes to be able to deliver that human care. You touched on some of these already, but I wanted to dig into a little bit further. You know, broadening out a little bit further, AI is obviously going to be play a big role, but then broadly in digital health, all the technologies at play here, there are a lot of pressures and problems to be solved within healthcare. Digital health is going to play a really important role in that. Talk to me a little bit more about how you think about the role of digital health with all of these pressures that the healthcare system faces.
The Talking Health Tech podcast has evolved a lot over the years, all based on audience feedback. Now I need your help. Yes, you. To shape the future of this show. Between now and the end of June, we're running our biggest campaign to date in order to understand what makes the global healthcare ecosystem tick. Last time we ran our Talking Health Tech audience survey, we learnt 40% of our audience are clinicians, 77% of our audience tune in for professional development and market awareness, 8% of people listen to Talking Health Tech for competitor profiling, and only 2% of people listen to the podcast to fall asleep. And this time around, I can't wait to find out about your preferences for audio versus video content, which topics we should dive into more, preferences for hosts and formats and geographical reach and so much more. And don't worry, we'll be sharing all the insights once all the responses are collected as well. So if you're a supporter of Talking Health Tech and you can spare 5 or 10 minutes, please complete our 2024 audience survey. And to say thanks for your input, everyone who completes the survey goes into the draw to win a share of $1,000 worth of credits towards THT Plus membership. Go to talkinghealthtech.com/survey or the links in the show notes of this episode as well.
Really, one of the reasons why I decided to join Telstra Health was that I think digital has a big role to play in the future of healthcare. Most international comparisons of industry demonstrate that health has been a laggard in its digital maturity, and it's been demonstrated in the bottom quartile of most industries. And no surprises for guessing who's probably at the top of the digital tree, banking and telcos. So I think there is tremendous opportunity to increase the digital maturity in healthcare. The main challenge, I think, in Australia really is that state and territories run hospital systems, and many believe they have digitised their healthcare by introducing EMRs. Mm. But there is still a lot of healthcare delivery that occurs outside the four walls of the hospital. And it's how we link those episodes of care, be they from a population base, be they from a primary care, be they from a pharmacy perspective. Because the reality is that I think there's a high level of wastage in clinical care and health service delivery because we don't have access to information and data, and tests can be duplicated or triplicated many times because people don't have access. In my mind, patient-controlled health record is absolutely critical to that. Consumers need to be empowered to understand what their health care is and have that information at their fingertips, which can help them discuss their clinical condition across the multiple settings that they may go to. So I think there's a long journey ahead of us to go in terms of connecting all those parts of the health system together, which is why I go back to the ecosystem being so important. And we have to be agnostic on solution as to how we get there, but have the capacity to share that data and information across the multiple settings to really empower consumers and liberate the health information so good decisions can be made and better health outcomes achieved. I think further, if we can actually have digital transformation, we will make a difference to healthcare. In the past, I think a lot of digital solutions just really represent a conversion from analog to digital without actually leveraging the true benefits that digitisation can achieve. So the transformation bit will be the challenging
bit. Yeah, I think that puts... you know, you mentioned at one point there's a lot of hospitals or health facilities, wherever they are, that like, well, we use an online system, we're digital now. But then when you look at the patient experience side, when they touch different aspects of their full patient journey, you know, often there's a lot of wastage, as you say, tests are duplicated and there's just not a seamless flow. And having that patient-centric approach is really going to be critical. I'm going to guess, looking at your experience and knowing your experience within healthcare, particularly in one of the largest states in Australia here in New South Wales, that these are kind of, are you drawing on your own experiences from time before Telstra Health and your experience in the New South Wales health system? And what do you see as stuff that you might have taken from that experience that you're bringing to Telstra Health now to really try and take us from this problem identified to addressing it?
It's no secret to anyone. During my time at New South Wales Health, I was a big proponent of value-based healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And value-based healthcare, I think, is critically important for all health systems going forward. And value-based healthcare is about the patient experience and the patient outcomes of delivery of that care, which health systems and a lot of health providers always like to say they put patients at the centre of everything they do, and then they go and continue on their merry little way to do things the way they always wanted to do. And that's no criticism of them, but it's the way the system has been designed over years. In my mind also, value-based healthcare is about the clinician experience in delivering that care. So that's absolutely crucial, and patient-reported measures and patient experience should be an integral part of the delivery of healthcare. And, of course, you can't lose sight of the fact of the care delivery needs to be efficient. Sometimes people feel uncomfortable talking about the costs of health care delivery. And when you're looking at health systems around the world, you know, it depends. You go from one extreme in the US where it is predominantly cost-driven because it's privately operated versus government systems. But either way, people need to understand what the cost of delivery of care is and what the outcomes you're getting for that care. Because as far as healthcare goes, and in Australia we're just over 10% of GDP expenditure on health, that expenditure is only going to increase with the ageing population and with new technologies on the horizon, such as personalised medicine and genomics, that we really have to ensure the current spend on healthcare delivery is actually efficient and the delivery is has a high level of productivity. And in my mind, digital can help achieve those aspirations.
Absolutely. I think about, you know, Telstra Health over the last couple of years and in that landscape that you've painted, and we'll chuck a pandemic into the mix as well. A lot's happened over the last couple of years, and a lot of innovation's come out of Telstra Health, and there's always something new on the horizon. If you were to reflect for a moment, hopefully you get a chance to reflect now and then. I know you're a busy person, but thinking about some of the innovations come through Telstra Health, what are some of those that you'd be most proud of to say that, you know, that's the flag that you guys have flown?
Hopefully it came through in some of the things that I was saying, that I really take a lot of pride in things that result in digital transformation. I realise there's a maturity curve on, you know, point-to-point digital solutions and reshaping healthcare systems and moving to something that's transformational. But a couple of things that Telstra Health has done, for which I can take no credit for, so I wouldn't for a minute boast that they were initiatives arising from my, presence here in the organisation. But the electronic script exchange, which is in my mind a piece of national infrastructure that really has transformed the way care can be delivered, and coupled with that, real-time prescription monitoring has really, in my mind, demonstrated the capacity of digital solutions to change the way we do business and to deliver safe care to people involved. The National Bowel and Cancer Screening Program too, I think, is a wonderful piece of national infrastructure that the digital approach that we've got with clinical algorithms and follow-ups, etc., really is a transformative piece of digital innovation across the country that we're really proud of. And I think the fact that other countries are looking at our digital solution for screening really, in my mind, echoes the benefits of the solution, but also a transformational initiative in the digital space.
Yeah. Some great examples there. No rest for the wicked, though. Thinking forward then for this year and beyond, what's on the horizon? What can we look forward to seeing from Telstra Health in 2024 and beyond?
Look, I think the healthcare space is changing rapidly, number one. One thing that did astound me in coming to Telstra Health were the number of players in the digital space. Mm. It's extraordinary. There are many, many players, from very small point-to-point solutions to innovative startups to the variety of providers that are operating in the digital space. From my perspective, really, the platform play is the future, and that's where we're definitely heading, Telstra Health Cloud, which really is the main vehicle by which we will leverage the extraordinary wealth of information and data that we have across the whole of the business to help start defining what that connected care solution and looks like. And from our perspective, you know, the fire standards are a critical element of achieving that cloud platform, but that will be where the future is in my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, lots to do and exciting times ahead, and we'll put the details for Telstra Health in the show notes of this episode for people to follow along and get in touch to be part of that journey and keep the conversation going. But Elizabeth, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Hey, thanks for sticking around to the end of this episode. If you made it this far, you're the perfect person that I want to hear from. Our THT Plus audience survey is now open until the end of June, and I personally read every submission. In fact, if you leave a comment in the survey that you heard this promotion in a podcast episode, I promise I'll reply directly to you by email with a personal note of thanks, and I'll even buy you a coffee next time I see you in person. It's pretty easy. Just go to talkinghealthtech.com/survey and have your say.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Talking Health Tech. Make sure you like and subscribe and share this episode with someone who might find it valuable. For more information and resources about healthcare innovation, visit talkinghealthtech.com.